Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are on this live Friday edition. Thank you so much for joining us. Hard to believe another week is blasted past us. Why we've got the government talking about the terrorists might want to upset our electoral process, so the government's going to go ahead and upset the electoral process. You know, the terrorists attack us because they hate our freedom, so the government's going to take our freedom. And so we are accelerating towards the election and the government saying that there will be terror attacks. That's what they've been telling the press via the news wires while then jumping around on television going, "Bah, you're all about to die, you're all about to be attacked." And then later, code yellow, all is calm, all is normal. This is meant to confuse us and to get us to come to the government as our savior, when in truth it is those elements controlling the government that are carrying out the attacks, and we've proven that up one side and down the other. I got an email yesterday, and I was trying to find it before the show. It's in this big stack over here, ridiculously large stack. And the guy says, "I'm a young law enforcement officer, 20 years. I'm 20 years old, and I don't agree with you and what you think about conspiracies and, you know, this new world order." I don't want to paraphrase. I want to find the email. But, folks, it's not a conspiracy theory. The world government is here. They're announcing it. It's taking over. It's selecting John Edwards as the VP. You know, the New York Times comes out and talks about the Bilderberg Group. So you guys are still behind the curve, waking up to this and figuring this out. At least some of you are. I mean, I know that some of the big neocon talk show hosts still say the CFR doesn't exist and the Bilderberg Group doesn't exist, and if you think the UN's trying to take over, you're a nutcase. Well, of course the globalists are going to have their minions acting like conservatives trying to pacify real conservatives. And so a big part of our job is getting you to wake up. We're going to take a lot of calls today early in this first hour and throughout the broadcast. If you have a question, a comment, a news item you want to discuss, if you disagree with me, you go to the front of the line. If you know, if you agree, you just stay right there and we go to you in order. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Some of the news coming up, this is out of the London Independent, and it's also in the Associated Press. Secret film shows Iraqi prisoners being sodomized. Now, what the government did is they released some of the lighter photographs 3 months ago. That got all the focus. Then somebody cut Berg's head off, and then that legitimized the torture in everybody's minds. And then all of the really damning news came out right after that. Now, long before Berg got his head cut off, Congress had seen the thousands of photos and hundreds of videos. Or at least the CIA gave them, 3 hours to go, you know, look at it. And most members of Congress said they didn't want to see it, I guess so they don't have responsibility to stand up to what's happened. Or I wouldn't blame some people. I mean, who wants to see stuff like that? I'd imagine some members of Congress probably do, with the background some of these people have. But the point is that now everybody is just focused on what first came out, not all the new stuff. And it is horrific, to say the least. We'll go over that and just a bunch of other key news when we get back. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I'm here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're going to have wide open phones today. It is Friday, the 16th day of July, 2004. And again, thank you for joining us. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Well, I checked the news wires this morning. Nothing about world leaders congregating in Northern California for the Bohemian Grove Luciferian rituals attended by many of our so-called Christian conservative leaders. But usually a report or two does surface in the Sacramento Bee or the San Francisco Chronicle or the Santa Rosa Press Democrat or the little Monterio Bohemian. They have a newspaper called the Bohemian. So we're watching for that here in the next few days, and I'll tell you if there were any developments at the 132nd annual meeting out there. Presidents have been attending since the turn of the last century, or for about 104 years. And I snuck in 4 years ago, and I went over some of that story yesterday. If I have time, I'll read that last page in my little article I wrote a few years ago about the ritual itself later. Yes, truth is stranger than fiction, and this stuff is really going on. Toll-free number to join us again, 1-800-259-9231. Here's some of the news. Secret film shows Iraqi prisoners sodomized. China bans abortion based on baby's gender. Report, U.S. cancels air passenger screening upgrade program. That's not really true. Largest simulated terror attack ever to be carried out. We'll go over that report. Where one of our stations is based, we're on in Kansas City. The tower itself is in a suburb, Independence, Missouri. And here is an article, and it says, Independence police stage roadblock to check driver's license, and it says they've arrested 1,300 people for not having their driver's license with them. And they admit it's not to stop drunks, it's not to look for terrorists, it's not to look for the abominable snowman like they normally say it is. No, it's just randomly stopping all the cars on major roads and searching them while they're at it. Total violation of the Fourth Amendment, guilty until proven innocent, total destruction of America in your face, and I see these reports every single week around the country. Also, I've got some listener email I want to read. More on Florida citizens to help catch terrorists. Then you read into the article, and it says, and to fight crime, and every type of repairman, you name it, will be snooping on you. More developments with the chip implanted in Mexico judicial workers. You've got to have it to get into the justice building area with the computers. It's just 160 to begin where they want to make the police take it now. And Soylent Green, milk and coffee produced from blood. Yeah. Also, guns worn in open, legal but alarm Virginia. This out of the Washington Post. Fairfax County police received a 9/11 call from a Champs restaurant in Reston. Six men are seated at a table. The caller said they're all armed. Dispatchers quickly sent four officers to the scene. The officers were extremely polite and were hoping that some of the men were in law enforcement, said Sergeant Richard Perez. Why is it okay for you to have guns but not us? Huh? You think you own us? Huh? A spokesman from the police department said none were law enforcement. The men told the officers they were just exercising their rights. Let's cover this now. Then I'll go to calls and into all the other news I just mentioned. Listen to this. Turns out packing a pistol in public is perfectly legal in Virginia. And three times in the last month, including at Champs on Sunset Hills Road, residents have been spotted out and about in the county with guns strapped to their hips, exercising that right. Now, before you make up your mind out there about this, just listen to me, okay? Let's finish the article. In the first episode, at a Starbucks, Fairfax police wrongfully confiscated weapons from two college students and charged them with a misdemeanor. Police realized their mistake, returned the guns, and tore up the charges the next day. That's wrongful arrest, official oppression. Those college students can own your house and your jet ski, buddy. And you do that to me, I will. Of course, we don't have that in Texas anymore. We don't have a Second Amendment here anymore, so actually I better not walk around with a gun strapped to me. Police commanders have since issued a reminder to officers that open carry is the law of the land in the Old Dominion. Philip Van Cleve, president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, or an organization of thousands of Virginian gun owners and members, were involved in all three police encounters. I've got to get Philip Van Cleve on. You are awesome. You are unbelievable. Oh, but he said there was no coordinated campaign to start packing heat publicly. It was probably more of a coincidence, but not completely, Van Cleve said. Nothing that the word of the improper or confiscation spread quickly among members through email. This is a good opportunity to educate people. We have this inherent right, and not many people exercise it. In Virginia, as in many states, carrying a concealed weapon requires a permit issued by local court. But no permit is required to simply wield a gun in the open, a right reinforced by state law that took effect July 1st. Not so in the District of Maryland unless you're police or federal officer. Fairfax police are baffled by the sudden display of weaponry, but assume it was done to make some sort of statement. Crime is at 20-year lows in the county, Lieutenant Colonel Charles K. Peters pointed out, even though the population is soaring. The county's homicide rate was the lowest. The county's homicide rate was the lowest in the nation last year among the 30 largest jurisdictions. Hopefully, no one feels the need to carry a gun, lawfully or unlawfully, Peters said. But there's no question it is lawful to carry a gun on the street, so we've had to ensure that all of our officers are updated on the nuisance of Virginia law that allows citizens to carry firearms in public places. So you think the law is a nuisance, huh, boy? Although legal, it is disconcerting to some idiots, I mean some people. And later I'll read the rest of this article, but I want to comment on it now. Funny, I talked about this, I think, on Monday. Just 10 years ago in Texas, every other pickup, I don't want to exaggerate, every third or fourth pickup you saw, 20 years ago it was almost every pickup. But every two or three trucks you saw, one would have a 243 or 30-06 or 308, Remington or Winchester rifle in them. Now there's fishing poles and cowboy hats and baseball caps. Because, folks, if you stick a deer rifle, which is totally lawful, in the back of the window of your car, most of the time you're going to have guns to your head, you're going to have SWAT teams called, you're going to go to jail for something. Now, the Texas law is you can have loaded rifles, shotguns, all, hidden in your car, in plain view in your car. And, occasionally when I've had stalkers threatening me, I carry a loaded shotgun in my car. You never know when it's there. But the point here is that you don't want to carry it in view because the cops don't even know the law. And by the time you're on the ground and the fire ants and five cops are there, somebody above 35 will show up who isn't on steroids and say, okay, let him go. But then usually they'll want to find something else on you or do something or claim you resisted them just because they don't like to be wrong. Now, up until they passed the horrible, evil, concealed carry permit, turning a right into a privilege in Texas, what was it, 6 years ago? Up until the time they did that, you could, according to state law, buy a gun at the gun shop, drive it home, take it to the shooting range, but it was still a little foggy. Now, since they passed concealed carry, turning a right into a privilege, the law reads, and I've read it on air, that it's their discretion, and it's illegal to buy a handgun and to drive the thing home. But again, it's not really enforced. It's selectively enforced. And back when this country, when a murder made national news, when it was a big deal, just 130 years ago or so, 120 years ago, violent offenders would leave prison and they would be given their guns back when they left. But everybody else had guns. And crime has been dropping because of concealed carry, which again trains you that a right is a privilege, but allows people to still carry guns. And there's maps of this. All the states that have concealed carry for more than 2 years have a 14 to 22%, depending on the state, drop in violent crime. The carjackings end. The home invasions, while people are there, almost disappear. A thief's going to make darn sure you're gone. Because I'm going to put a couple holes in you. I'm going to air you out. I'm going to bust a cap in you, as they say. If you come in my house, I will kill you. And that's my right. And everybody else knows that. And these states, now it's not just the criminals not going in the house. They're not messing with people's cars, folks. And so the crime rate has dropped through the floor. That doesn't bother the government. They just pass a bunch of new laws making nonviolent crimes more and more plentiful. But, Vermont has a right to carry state. Arizona has this. And what we need to do is look at these states with such low crime rates where people do carry guns openly. And I think it's a good idea. These idiots that are so afraid of a gun, they're not afraid of a repairman walking into your house with a nail gun, which will do the same thing. They're not afraid of you walking, with a Louisville Slugger. But this situation where people call the police on you is standard. They come in your house now and call the police on you if they see a gun. We'll come back, take calls, talk more about this and a bunch of other news items. It's the castration of America.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to read the rest of this Washington Post article where these people are freaking out over citizens wearing guns openly. What's the difference? The police do it. Oh, but they've got proper training and they're blah, blah, blah. Again, this freaks these people out so bad. You know, we had places like Kennesaw, Georgia, that back in the late 80s had a high crime rate. So they said, okay, everyone has to own a gun. And the crime rate, and this is the government's own numbers, dropped in 1 year by 92%. Every criminal pulled up stakes and fled. Just because the government said, hey, we're not going to harass you or be mean to you, if you carry guns or have them in your house. And so people started doing it in Kennesaw, Georgia, a suburb of Atlanta, and the crime rate plummeted. Look, you cannot ignore the facts. New York City has a total gun ban unless you pay off the sheriff $20,000 and then he'll give you a permit if you're a mobster. Literally, it's just mobsters and criminals that have permits. And they have one of the highest crime rates in the country. Chicago, same thing. L.A., banning most guns and ammo. Horrible crime. I mean, I can't imagine what it'd be like sleeping at night in my home without a gun. And it's not that I live in fear. It's that I live in security and manliness and carry out my duty to protect my family. You go, manliness, you need the gun to be tough and strong. No. The point is, it's my right as a free man. Slaves can't own guns. It's my right, fought for by veterans and my ancestors and your ancestors. And it's a sacred right and a duty and an honor. And by having that gun, I frustrate criminals all over my neighborhood. And so do you. Because they know. Even you cowards that don't like guns and are afraid of them and don't want them. Well, rest assured, you're safe at night because your neighbor's got guns. And because that cop's got a gun. The more guns, the better. And you'll pull out your little mothball statistics about Europe. You know, England banned the guns. Back when they had a low crime rate, people had guns. You know that? The crime rate has exploded there past the United States in violent crime. We still are a little bit above them in murders per capita, but violent crime itself, being knocked on the head, being robbed, being... Yeah, I said I'd go to calls, and I'm... This is just out of control. It's so alien to people that someone would carry a gun on the street, and it's the law, and the cops are in this article going, I don't care if it's the law, I just want to arrest them. We got to do something about this. What's wrong with you guys? Don't you know it makes you safer yourselves? But you like the monopoly of that power, don't you? As the UN says, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate, I say it's illegitimate, power monopoly of the state. A power monopoly is a dictatorship. You like the power. You like it. And in areas where they've got gun control, they're now banning old ladies having stun guns in their houses. Taser guns. And they said in the articles, well, this could threaten an officer. It could, conceivably. And then we just don't like citizens having things like this. I mean, okay, cops, hey, you go out on the beat without your gun. And then see how you're making us feel. Well, you don't need a gun. You've got us, 911. What's the national average? Like 14 minutes till they arrive? 14 minutes? Somebody on cocaine and LSD is busting through my door? I mean, there's been all these cases of nut cases with pitchforks killing people's children, but the guns are locked up so they can't get to the safe to get them? No! And so if you or any other criminal ever tries to take my guns, that's when we have a 1776. Because, folks, Hitler was for gun control. Get it through your little heads. I mean, all these liberals, oh, this tyranny, martial law, Bush is preparing for tyranny and martial law and a military coup, and it's horrible, and it is Nazi Germany. Let's turn our guns into the government. That's the answer. It's like telling Geronimo, the answer is, Geronimo, turn your rifles in. Not get more rifles, Geronimo. Or it's like telling George Washington, the king's been being mean to you. Just when they come to take your guns at Lexington and Concord, go ahead and give them to them, because it's the government, and they say turn them in. All right, I promise, as soon as we come back out of break, I won't get into any more of this till later, and we'll go to Linda and Tim and David and Keith and Gary and everybody else. And again, the websites are prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, that's infowars.com, and prisonplanet.tv. So stay with us, and we'll come back and go to calls. Then we'll get to U.S. government in possession of hundreds of videos and thousands of photos of the CIA contractors ordering the troops to rape children. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space. Just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barleygrass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
All right, for the last 20 minutes or so, I've been getting into this Washington Post article, Guns Worn and Open, Legal but Alarm Virginia. And the police don't like it, and they had to pass a law simply stating that the state constitution does say you can carry a gun openly. There have always been laws against in this country against carrying concealed weapons, so they play a trick and say, oh, you can have concealed carry because that brings you into the common law. That goes back to, you know, sneaks and thieves and killers wore swords and daggers under their cloaks. Shaking hands was a way of saying, I don't have a weapon. You know, that's where that ancient greeting, or I don't have a weapon in my hand. It's openly borne. And imagine a society where on any given day, 10% of people were wearing firearms. It's also a very polite society. And crime is almost non-existent in those societies. But you know, for police that can't get this through their heads, how about you don't carry a gun anymore? Just go out and deal with all the criminals and nutcases and drug addicts without your gun. Oh, you wouldn't think of it for a minute. And see, once you retire then, a lot of times you guys end up going to jail for having a gun. No matter how many stickers you got on the back of your car saying, you know, retired Oklahoma or Texas or New York police officer. So the feds are trying to pass laws at state level which say that you get to keep your guns after you retire, so you'll come grab ours. Stop it. Stop it. It's ridiculous. But we've gone so far to the point of, again, 10 years ago in Texas, every third or fourth pickup truck had a gun in the back, and no one thought anything of it. Now, you see fishing poles and cowboy hats because you don't want to get SWAT teamed, because idiots will call the police on you because they think guns are illegal, because they watch all these TV drama shows based in New York where, got any guns in the car? You're not allowed to have this gun. I'm arresting you. And these fools watch shows supposedly based in New York or Chicago, or they even watch the news showing arrests in those cities and those states and areas that have all this gun control. And they think, my gosh, that's the rest of the country. So then when I've got a carpet cleaner at my house who sees a shotgun in the case on the wall, he thinks it's illegal and runs off to call the police. So this is a perception war, and it's really freaking them out when people do in states where you can have guns openly, where the Second Amendment still is in force, and it's a battle of perception. All right, thanks for holding. Let's go to the calls. Linda in Missouri. Go ahead, Linda.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'd like to call the nation's attention to Congressman Ron Paul's weekly report. It's a heads up. I call it a warning.
Okay, I didn't hear his weekly report this week. What's he talk about?
He's talking about a 24-page census, 24 pages long, with a $1,000 fine per question if you don't answer.
Well, what's the toll-free number to call the legislative line?
Okay, the toll-free number is 1-888-322-1414.
Yeah, in the past, we have aired these on the show, and I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go ahead. It's about, a two-minute legislative update, or how long is this week's?
I didn't time it, but the important thing that your listeners need to do for you and me and everyone else is to find the bill number.
Okay, Linda, anything else?
Well, I consider this the a citizen dossier for the Gestapo.
Well, in 2000, one in six homes got a 51-question survey. I happen to be unlucky enough to get that. And others got the 5-question one. And according to federal law and Leviticus, where it comes from with Moses, then the 1214 Magna Carta, it is to number for legislative apportionment how many House members a state gets. They are to ask how many people live here. That's it. But they said in 2000 that we're going to start a yearly census, and there are going to be hundreds and hundreds of questions. Some businesses in 2000 got a several hundred business survey and were threatened with arrest. A federal judge in Houston blocked it and said, no, it's a Fifth Amendment. Folks, you can be caught with a dead woman in your truck with a bloody hatchet, and you don't have to answer questions. The scum of the earth doesn't. It's called the Fifth Amendment. You know, what people like Kenneth Lay and Dick Cheney and others have been taking. But then they claim, they send some 20-year-old zit-faced kid, is what I had, threatening me 3 separate times at my door until I stuck a camera in his face, trying to make, with a little plastic badge, to fill out the form. And I threw it at him. I threw it on the ground and said, get out of here. I'm going to call the police. You're trespassing. And he finally scurried off, threatening to have me arrested. But no, you don't have to answer it, and I'm not going to answer it. And you know what we'll do? We'll call the legislative update number, Linda.
Okay, and it will tell this report will tell you that it's they're going to ask questions about race, financial information, and intimate personal habits.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Linda. Great point. We'll call that number in the next hour. Stephanie, don't let me forget. I always say I'll do something and half the time don't. Like I was going to have an FAA former air traffic controller on about 9/11 yesterday and didn't do it. Just forgot I had that guest. I'm working too much, folks. I got so many irons in the fire, so I'm sorry I'm whining about it. But we will call that number and play that in the. In fact, Stephanie, why don't you just call that number now and go ahead and just record? Nah, we'll just play it live on air. Why even have you record it? It's more work for you. But I think the network airs that from time to time, but I've certainly heard it before. We've played it here before. The last census, the 51-questioner that one in six homes got, domiciles as they call it, said, what gallon is your toilet? How many cars do you have? What model? How much money do you have in the bank? And this is under threat of perjury. You must answer. Total fraud. Do you have a renter? Do they pay cash? What was their last address? Do you own firearms? And again, they had this 51-question survey, and they had a bunch of different versions of it. I don't remember how many. I think we saw like 8 different versions of it. And I spent a lot of time on this. And we had cases, I remember one in Tennessee of a guy, the woman refused to let him in, kind of a pervert, and he busted in the door and announced that, you know, he had law enforcement power and was trying to tie her up. The police came and arrested him. I mean, just there were a bunch of these cases. And this is what you're going to have with the new TIPS program at the state level, which, by the way, never got canceled, had its name changed. You know, the cable person, the phone man. There, I'm politically incorrect. The cable person, the firefighter, you know, whoever's in your house for whatever reason, they're looking for what's illegal, and they don't know what's illegal or what the law is, and they're recruiting your neighborhood watch, tattletale head. I'm not saying you're bad if you're in the neighborhood watch, but the point is some control freaks will gravitate towards this. Homeland Security is going for neighborhood association presidents. Now, those are control freaks, folks, generally, most of the time. And so it's going to be that type of a lunatic out with a plastic badge running your life. And I don't think it's the type of system we want to live under. Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, we don't bet those plastic badges are made in China.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
I want to quickly touch on about 4 or 5 things here real quick. On the Independent Film Channel a couple years ago, they had a flick, Berkeley in the 60s. Did you catch that with the Black Panthers when they took all the weapons into the state capitol building in California?
No, but I've read about that, and that was the type of stuff that scared white America
big time
into, oh, we better pass a bunch of gun control laws. Because we can't have, you know, these black people doing this, and you know, that type of deep racism is always used to put in police state measures, which actually target the entire of society. But I was familiar with it.
Now, moving on, Marbury versus Madison, that court case, which says anything, any law against the Constitution is null and void. I saw that in your 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny.
Yes.
And when Bush and or Kerry were in Skull and Bones, they took an oath to outlive all other oaths they would ever take, which would, like, either we have a constitution or we don't. And when he said promote, protect, and defend, or was it preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, and they've done nothing but destroy it. Is that where that oath comes into play, where you can actually see it in real terms?
Well, yes. I mean, you have people in government swearing an oath to protect, to preserve, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And then, I mean, I've got a box full of training manuals, flyers, videos the police have sent me. We put it in films. You know, it's on the website. It's been in the major newspapers where it says those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists. Those that have firearms are terrorists. Homeschoolers are terrorists. I mean, I have FEMA teaching this on video, not just the training manuals, to a class. I mean, how do the cops swear an oath to it, and then they're running around saying people that talk about it are evil?
That was in Phoenix, right?
Yeah, well, that's just one of the things.
Since we
got that and brought that out, I've got a box of stuff sent to me, and it's all similar. Stuff like the SLAT program, you know, all this ADL stuff, Southern Poverty Law Center stuff, and it's taught in I've got news articles, you know, out of West Virginia where the major university teaches that Christians are terrorists to the police. And you know, this is all being taught. And then, meanwhile, these guys have never even read the Constitution they've sworn an oath to.
Right. What is it going to take? You know, who has the authority, and more importantly, the guts, to go in there and arrest administration and all of their controllers behind the scenes and see that they're all brought to justice for crimes committed and covered up?
Well, you know, again, Bush is just a puppet, Kerry's a puppet, and
right.
What we need to do is take our states back one by one, get out the electronic voting machines, say to people, hey, the government's going to blow stuff up because they're going to be mad about us taking the country back. They're going to try to take our liberties under the guise of terrorism. They're going to do this when we try to remove them. And then, once we've got our country back, then go and have grand juries out of these states where the criminals live, indict them, and that's from Bill Clinton to George Bush to George Soros to David Rockefeller, yep. And to then try them in state courts, as they should be.
Let's not forget Karl Rove.
All of them. And then to have a jury with all the evidence and make sure it's not a judge that's their crony. We'll arrest that judge, too, and put him in there and try him for their crimes.
That sounds good to me. Either that or we can pray to God for some type of earthquake just in Bohemian Grove.
Well, I wish no harm upon these people. They're already...
Right, they're going down.
They're in a one-way elevator to hell. They put themselves in it. But really, the key here is waking people up not to go... Look, as soon as people wake up to this system and see the illusion for what it is, they lose their power. Their power is through conning good people. I appreciate the call.
Sure, Alex.
You bet. Good to hear from you. David in Oklahoma. David, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
I don't have anything to add about the gun issue. I agree with you 100% on that. What I'd like to talk about is the federal marriage amendment that's up for consideration right now. It seems to me that this whole issue with the gay marriage is coming up as a symptom, and what we should do is rather than go after the gay marriage, anti-gay marriage amendment, whatever, what we should do is amend the Constitution to make our Supreme Court justices accountable to the American people through an election.
Well, look, I don't have the amendment in front of me, but it's very dangerous to start bringing up constitutional amendments because then that's going to have to go into a constitutional convention. Some say they don't have to, but during that process, once it's opened up, they can rewrite the whole Constitution, the whole Bill of Rights. That's why these are so dangerous. And most of the amendments we've gotten since the first 10 have been bad. Now, elaborating on that, what this amendment really does is it says, well, a relationship between a man and a woman is special, which I agree. That's marriage. But then it says, in some of the amendments they're trying to add in the Senate and things, this other group, they can have their own... their own legalese situation. And it's all to undermine society, to undermine the family. And at the same level, it really doesn't do anything. While the so-called conservatives are gun-grabbing, open borders, signing on to UNESCO, doing all this New World Order stuff, they've got to give the people of, conservatives a few so-called victories. And that's really, this is an election year stunt, which of course I said will never go anywhere. It's going to stall in the Senate, which it's now done, but then it gives them all a chance to talk about, what they did. Anything else?
Well, I mean, I don't really believe that it necessarily would have to lead to a constitutional convention, but I mean, the only part of the Constitution that I really would hold sacred would be the Bill of Rights and maybe the amendment against slavery and so forth. But the rest of it was, an experiment that's kind of worked and kind of not. And I think
the American people
should take more.
The Bill of Rights and Constitution hasn't failed. We failed to enforce it.
But it's the tyrannical interpreters of that Constitution that we can't get around now. We have no. I mean, in the age after of post Bill Clinton, what is considered good behavior, which is the only thing that. A judge can be kicked out for under somebody's definition of what good behavior is.
Well, look, the question is, what are you going to replace it with? And
an election system. We would have to elect the Supreme Court justices. They would have to be accountable to the people for their decisions.
But again, sir, and I appreciate the call, the problem is more systemic than that. That is system-wide. We're losing our right to vote, period, sir. They're putting in fraudulent systems run by the government, paid for by the federal government, publicly fraud-ridden. At the same time, interfacing with that, we have the grand juries turned into a rubber stamp. That was another form of voting by the citizenry. We have juries being rubber stamped, the judges telling them how to rule. We have the people totally ignorant of their system. So really, folks, there's no magic fix to this. We've become decadent and corrupt and dumbed down and don't know where we came from, so we don't know who we are, where we're going. So we've got to relearn all of that first before we can even begin to have a debate about, you know, how to fix it. I mean, really, we have to, the average American has to know this war is illegal and corrupt and why it's evil. To get us out of Iraq. We've got to know that the Patriot Act is abhorrent and demand that Congress remove it. But again, they don't care what we want now because they know soon the whole country will not have the right to vote anymore. And we have to be strong enough to face just how bad things are. I mean, we're shipwrecked. The whole country's on the rocks, folks. I'm trying to get us towed off the rocks first before we then decide some course. We'll be right back. I'll take your calls from Germany.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Keith and Gary and Mark and everybody else, you're coming up and a ton of news. But let's go to the Niederrhein in Germany and talk to Ross, calling us from Deutschland. Ross, good to have you on board with us. What's going on?
Hi, Alex. My name is Ross. I got two things. I want to ask, what's that highway watch program? I'm pretty concerned. I read about it that the government want to bring 400,000 truckers into. They want to make them the eye and the ear of the Homeland Security till March 2005 on the site, the trucker.com. There's news about that. And they're making your truckers spy your population. What's that?
Well, it sounds like East Germany, doesn't it?
It sounds like Nazi Germany. Sorry, we were totally paralyzed here. Really stunned by reading that, because, I mean, you can't do that. You seed fear under your people. You can't trust your neighbor, and you can't say an open word. You have no free speech if you make your population spies. We have that here, and it's a sick.
It is
you
sick.
You create a sick atmosphere by it, and you raise the fear in the population.
Well,
and you got all those dirty bomb info on Fox News. I've seen it, you know. What you don't breathe, don't eat, they say. And I think they're working with fear to bring you in line.
Well, that's it. Here's Fox News. Florida citizens to help catch terrorists. Law enforcement officials in Central Florida are planning to train cable repairmen, exterminators, and apartment managers to report signs of terrorism and, of course, crime inside their clients' homes. So, total violation. You know, the cops can't come in without a warrant, violate the Fourth Amendment, but they're going to have... Now, this has already been going on. Now they're just bringing it out in the open. What do you think about that?
I heard about tips, you know, paying kids money for giving info, and hear about this Highway Watch program, and we have that here, and by reading this and hearing about it, we sit here with open mouths, big eyes, and can't say a word. We're thinking, how can someone be so dumb to let this happen? Because it's very dangerous. It can bring a country down. We have it here, and no one can trust anyone then, and you get a lot of new fancy security laws and lose all your rights. Really, phew. I don't know where you go there, but it's not okay.
No, it's not. Hey, I tell you what, we got a break, but stay there. I want to come back and talk to you a few more minutes on the other side. Ross from Germany, then we'll go to everybody else that's holding, then we'll get into secret film shows Iraq prisoners being raped, including children. But before we do that, just briefly before this hour ends, I would encourage you all to visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and to peruse the dozens of videos that we carry, my films, other films, the books on tape, the best materials I've found exposing the New World Order Crime Syndicate. And these are powerful videos and books. They're waking people up. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get The Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The toll-free number to call and order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. My films are $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 films I've made. Then I've got a bunch of other great videos we carry. So, again, 1-888-253-3139, or order via our safe, secure shopping carts at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And don't forget to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv for all the videos and books online. We'll be back.